want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Back to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. We have been unable to resolve our difficulties with Dr. Sam, but he's agreed to come back on sometime in the next month, and we'll work on those sound issues. But Sam, before we let you go, and I'm going to ask you to speak loudly and as clearly as you can, tell people how to go to your website and order a copy of your book, Dirty Electricity.
You can get the book from Amazon, Amazon.com. My website is www.sammilham, S-A-M-M-I-L-H-A-M, .com, and it's got copies of my papers on the website, too, so you can do some free reading of the papers that drove me to write the book.
Yeah, I spent the afternoon yesterday going through those, and I teach statistics and research to undergrads, and I have to tell you, a lot of this pretty well done. I mean, some of the population bases are a little bit thin and need some replication, but the trend curve for all of your research is real clear. Electricity causes various forms of cancer. I concluded that after reading your research yesterday.
Well, I concluded that about 25 years ago.
Yeah, well, you're way ahead of me, and I know I probably put one foot in the grave from doing what I'm doing, but we all do the best we can do. And Sam, I'm really sorry about the technical difficulties, but, you know, we will be back in touch with you to try to reschedule, and we'll work on the technical issues before we get you back on the air, because there's a lot of questions I want to ask that I just don't want to deprive our audience of hearing, and I'm getting a lot of complaints about clarity. So anyway, with that, we're going to let you go. Thank you for coming on, and I'll be in touch with you to reschedule.
I'd be very happy to.
Okay, Sam, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sam Milham, and we do apologize for the technical difficulties. Annie, are you with me? Hello, Annie?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Sorry if I woke you up there, dear. You know, we've never had that happen, and we've had our communications messed with and had unexplained events and anomalies at key points of very, shall we say, sensitive and controversial interviews. You know, leading us to suspect, heck, we've even had gunfire on the air.
Has.
But this is pretty interesting. But I'll tell you, when we have Sam back on, I want to know why the federal government's not looking at this. This seems to be the territory of the FCC, and is it the same neglect that we're seeing with the FDA and GMOs?
Well, of course it is, but it's Sam phone. He's using a landline, and landline technology has not kept up with cell phone technology.
No, and he doesn't like cell phones, and he probably doesn't consider this interview to be an emergency. We come back, we're going to open it up for open lines, and Annie and I are going to throw a bunch of topics out your way. And we welcome your calls, and we'll be back after a word from these sponsors.
The
the Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We're back, and again, our apologies to Dr. Sam Milham, who will reschedule, but we were unable to resolve the technical difficulties, and certainly his topics of discussion are of great interest to me since I live an electrified lifestyle, and Annie, I know to some degree that you do as well. Before we throw out a bunch of topics that we'd like to discuss with you, we've got a caller from North Dakota. Hi, Lars. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
I was going to say, it's really kind of confusing, you know, because I listen to RBN, you know, all different shows. And some of the shows, a lot of them, like Michael Rivero, Rick Adams, and, you know, Rick Adams, he has a co-host or a guest sometimes, Dr. K, you know, he's a Muslim guy. And there's a whole lot of shows on RBN where if anyone talks about Islam, you know, being a threat or anything, they just say that you're completely out to lunch, you don't know what you're talking, and they say, you know, that that's just the media's making that up to scare people, and they're calling, you know, that's what they, there's tons of people on RBN that say that.
Well, and, you know, I can't speak for other hosts on RBN, nor will I. I can only speak for this particular show and its content. And Lars, it's my position that 90% of the world wants to be left alone. And then there's the 10% that won't leave them alone. Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood are radical factions of Islam that won't leave people alone. I have no issue with the Islamic faith. I have no issue with people practicing their faith. I have no issue with people in the Middle East until they wish to do me and mine economic or physical harm. Then I feel it's my duty to speak out.
But the other side, you know, I'm thinking is like, okay, in all those Arab countries and stuff, we've got all our military bases over there. So, I mean, it more seems like we're not leaving them alone, you know. Like Osama bin Laden was saying, you know, the reason they're angry is because we constantly, we're spending trillions of dollars over there invading their countries. If you look at Iraq, I mean, we've killed like a million people. We've completely smashed that country to smithereens.
I can't disagree with you. I'm an opponent, and I know Annie is an opponent of the war in Iraq. We were from the beginning. We went into that war based on false pretenses. And do you think it's an accident, Lars, that now BP and Exxon, basically one company, controls 80% of Iraqi oil reserves?
So basically you're going with sort of the Michael Moore theory, basically, that it's all for oil?
Well, it's not just oil, but I will tell you that oil was a big motivator. It's also the foothold in the Middle East. The Bush administration had no clue what they were doing. They planned these operations clearly within 10 days of them being in office. Took them 9 months to carry, 10 months to carry it out following 9/11, which was the precipitous excuse to enter into the Middle East militarily. But Lars, at the end of the day, the Bush administration was filled with incompetence and were controlled by the international bankers. This particular president, in my opinion, knows exactly what he wants, knows exactly what he's doing, and he's controlled by the same people, and he's more efficient than his predecessor.
Well, if you look at, I was just looking at a list of the top people in the Bush administration, and like almost, except for Bush and Cheney, almost every single one of them is a Jew. And they all have close connections to Israel. I mean, the list just goes on and on forever. You know, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Abrams. It's a huge list. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's like after a couple dozen names, you know, I quit going. But these are, and so the argument there is that, this isn't that the basically the motivation for all of these invasions in the Middle East is to satisfy the goals of these people, which is to expand the borders of Israel. If you look at the Wolfowitz doctrine, which Cheney, you know, the Wolfowitz doctrine was written quite a while ago when Bush came in. Cheney changed a few words and called it the Bush doctrine, but that doctrine basically states that the U.S.'s purpose is, they changed it from containment to preemption, and under that preemption doctrine, their idea is to go into all of these Middle Eastern countries, destabilize them, and then install governments which are friendly toward Israel, and meanwhile for Israel's borders to continue to expand as they've been doing ever since 1948.
That was the old model, and I would agree with you that for these people, these bankers like Wolfowitz, who are part and parcel also to the oil trade industry because they're partners with the Rockefellers, that was the old model. I think the model has changed. They now want to destabilize currencies and use the Middle East to do it. If you heard the first half hour, you know, I presented ample data that shows that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be installed in many of these countries in revolution, and I think for the sole purpose of removing the dollar as the reserve currency for oil, send us spinning into economic oblivion, so we'll accept any kind of world currency that comes our way. So I think we've seen a shift in policy. And as far as the Jewish element goes of the Bush administration, you might be right. I have not looked at that from that aspect, but certainly Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice are not Jewish.
Right.
As far as I know. Well, Condoleezza Rice isn't. I went to college with her, by the way.
Well, I mean, the main players that they had in front of the camera were not Jewish, but if you look down the list of names, and it was true in the Clinton administration also, if you look down the list of names, it's absolutely shocking. Like the two dozen top people in the Bush administration, other than the names you mentioned, they're all Jews, and most of them have very close ties to Israel. You know, and so I think sometimes, you know, when you talk about the Rockefellers and such as that, I sometimes, you know, people talk about like the Queen of England and the Germans and the Nazi Party. I mean, these are the kind of connections that people like Michael Moore try to make, and they try to tie the Bush administration to, you know, Arab leaders. But I mean, in fact, there aren't any Arabs in the White House. It's all Jews.
Well, you know, I don't look at it as an ethnicity issue in the White House as much as I do a philosophical issue. Our Congress, our executive branch, is bought and paid for by the gnomes of Zurich. If you want to really trace where this is all emanating out of, which is the Bank of International Settlement, which in effect, by default, controls the central banks of the world, including our Federal Reserve, and including the fact that they have members on our Federal Reserve Board, that's who our government officials are beholden to.
But don't,
to me, ethnicity is less important than subjugation of the world population. I mean, it's a globalist takeover of economics and government, and we're not in the club.
Don't you think it's significant that all of our Federal Reserve Board governors are Jews?
I don't know that to be a fact. If you have something on that and you want to send that to me, I would look at it. But again, until I see more overwhelming proof that this is driven by, you know, religious fervor or some form of single ethnicity, I have a hard time buying into that until I see the proof.
Well, I can easily send it to you. I mean, it's right out there in the open. It's not like saying they're Masons or members of secret societies. The fact is, they're Jews. They've all been bar mitzvahed. They attend synagogues. They don't make any secret of the fact they're Jews. They don't talk about it, but there's no hiding the fact.
Okay, well, look, the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. I'd like to see the data. I'll give it a fair once-over, and then I'll address it sometime in a news segment on the Common Sense Show. Lars, I want to thank you for your call. Annie, what do you think? Is this a Zionist conspiracy, as people like to say?
Well, I think when you're dealing with fanatics of any ethnic group, any religious group, if you're fanatic, you are out of my book.
So what you're saying is Christians, Jews, and Muslims can all have their fanatic fringe with the bulk of them not being fanatical. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, exactly. I mean, you've got your fanatical Zionism. You've got your fanatical Islam. You've got your fanatical Southern Baptist.
Certainly the Westboro Baptist Church would fit into that fanatical group. Oh, don't sue me, guys. Okay, I agree with you, Annie. I totally agree. But as far as this being a pure Jewish conspiracy, I've heard the arguments. I've just never seen the substantive proof to back up the arguments. I don't look right now as us facing an Islamic desire to take over the world with Sharia law, but I do think that groups like Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely want to do this. They represent the minority. Unfortunately for the rest of the world, they're ruthless, well-organized, and have all the elements you need for a counter-revolutionary group to come into this vacuum of leadership that's being created by these riots. Okay, with that, let's go to Sid in Indiana on line two. Hi, Sid, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, guys. I'm really very happy to follow Lars this evening.
Good.
I'm Jewish. And I listened to RBN, and this weekend, Lars has been on show after show after show spouting his hate. And I don't get it. He seems like a bright individual other than his obsession. It's a ridiculous obsession with Jewish people. I just don't understand it.
That's why I call for proof. And Sid, let me just ask you this question. You're not part of a conspiracy that wants to take over the planet by any means possible, are you? And I'll let you answer that when we come back from the break. Sid, we'll hold you over if you're willing. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Sid and Annie on the other side.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we held our caller from Indiana, Sid, over, and Sid identified herself as someone of Jewish faith. And Sid, I would say, disagrees with the previous caller, Lars, regarding a Zionist conspiracy to control everything. Although, Sid, I asked you the question going into the break, and I'm saying it rather flippantly and sarcastically. You're not a member of some organization that wants a total Jewish takeover of the world, are you?
No.
Okay,
I don't
good. Well,
want anybody to take over the world.
Well, exactly. And that's what this network is all about.
Yes.
We're trying to prevent a globalist takeover of the world.
Look, they want us all dead, okay, whoever they are. And we're not on the list to survive.
You're saying when the buses go to the tunnels that we won't be picked up, will we?
Well, let's just say the buses that are coming for us are going to be the buses taking us to the camps.
Oh, boy, yeah. I'm going to be writing about that in part two of my article, which will appear this week in News with Views.
Okay.
Yeah, so, listen, I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, it's really interesting. I don't dislike Lars. I actually kind of like the guy because he's not stupid. And that's why I'm a little frustrated. Lars has mentioned on some other shows that there's way too many Jews in Congress. They way outpopulate, I should say, their numbers in Congress are way out of proportion to the population. And I would just like to say to Lars that in my experience, I'm in my sixth decade of life. My experience is such that education has been very important to the people in my religion, and maybe more so than the general population.
Sid, I agree with you. I know where you're going with this argument, and I totally agree with you. Historically, Jewish people per capita have more education, earn more money. That's due to hard work and effort, and basically what's inherent in the Jewish background, the Jewish family. And there's no shame in that. I think only pride.
I totally concur. Lars, I just after listening to him on, I guess this weekend, I've heard him on four shows.
Okay, well, look, I understand why you felt compelled to call, and I think you've made your point adequately.
You.
I'm sorry, but we do have to move on, but thanks so much for your call, Sid. Okay, let's go to Susan in Texas. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to follow up on that, what that Lars was saying, because he is correct, and it's not just that they have, like, an interest in them. They all have dual citizenship to Israel, and if you do,
Who is they?
It doesn't take a lot of research to figure this one out, okay? I mean, it's readily available to see that. Not only that, Jews are not a race of a people. They are a theology. So wherever you guys spin off on this about they're a race, would you please tell me who the first Jew was? I mean, tell me who was the first Jew. And also, you ought to do a little research on who the Muslim Brotherhood, who started the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that I can talk about. I do know.
Muslims are just people, too. They want to be left alone, they do not want their families destroyed, and they do not hate.
Oh, wait a minute. Then why are they sponsoring jointly terrorist attacks with Hamas and Hezbollah? They call for the extermination of every Jew. They call for the extermination of people in the West. That doesn't sound like people that want to be left alone to me. That sounds like people that we're going to have to deal with forcefully.
Who created these people?
You're not going to get anywhere with that argument there. You know, I'm telling you right now, the Muslim Brotherhood is the biggest threat right now to your economic freedom. And Annie and I are your best friends in bringing this to your attention so you can plan accordingly. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Scott in West Virginia. Hi, Scott, you're on the Common Sense Show.
Oh, boy, that's a hard one to follow there.
Well, you know what? I'm going to listen to people's views on ethnicity, religion, whatever. That's fine. I'll let you go to a point. But when you say something so blatantly inaccurate as the Muslim Brotherhood poses no threat, I think of the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people these people have butchered, including American soldiers in World War II in North Africa, and then stripped their bodies for whatever they could find on them for booty. I mean, this is the Muslim Brotherhood. This is what they go back to. And so that kind of call is not going to tread water with me. And Annie, you're probably a little shocked here at my reaction, but enough is enough. Anyway, Scott, what's on your mind?
I don't know. I'm afraid to speak. Afraid you'll knock me down here.
Well, but let's stick to what we know and what we can prove. How about that? That's a good starting point.
I do a little bit of research myself, and I have to agree with the. I think it was the first caller there. I don't know if his name was Lark or whatever his name
was. Yeah, it was Lars.
I do have to agree with that, and I've done some research on how the Jewish has infiltrated governments from the past, and I've got a whole list of papers right here where it shows that I've documented that they've been thrown out of 128 countries and counties and cities and towns through history because they've always stirred up the same thing they're doing right now.
And the Christians were fed to the lions. I mean, the persecution crosses all religious and ethnic lines.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they were persecuted does not convict them of anything wrong. Again, I'm going to say the same thing to you I've said to the other callers, including Lars. If you have clear and identifiable proof that there's a Jewish conspiracy designed to infiltrate this government, bring down this government, bring about a new world order, I'll certainly look at it and give it a fair read. But until then, I'm going to challenge these views because they're largely unsubstantiated to my knowledge. Scott, we're up against the break. Thanks for your call. And when we come back, let's change topics.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
I got to have a drink of Coke over the break, and now I'm very calm and composed. I'm sitting largely in electrical neutral field, so my brain waves are now stable, Annie. Anyway, I want to leave this topic of a Jewish conspiracy behind. I'm not going to argue philosophy. I argue data. And those who listen to this show know that I'm data-driven, and it's not what you think or believe, it's what you can prove. And I had a listener during the break, Patrick, who sent me an email saying I need to educate myself. Send me the data. I'll be happy to educate myself. I'm pretty aware of the theories that are being alluded to. I just don't know that they're really proven. And Annie, even if they are proven, I go back to concentration camp experiences in which children were put to death. I don't see how that fits into that paradigm. Anyway, I want to leave the topic behind. Annie, you had a question. Actually, you sent me an article on this right after we went on the air about firing on American citizens. Do you think the U.S. military in times of civil insurrection are going to fire on U.S. citizens?
Well, you know, we've asked the audience and we've talked about it, I think, about a half a dozen times. And I think out of the, I think, six phone calls we had, two said that they would not and four said that they would fire. You know, and at the rate we send our men and women overseas to die in unnecessary wars, in my opinion, if they kill our military so easily, why wouldn't they kill us so easily? And they've done it before. So that's
sometimes I thought that the non-lethal technology that's been developed, the electromagnetic heaters, the sound devices that basically make you cover your ears and fall to the ground writhing in pain,
I thought that was basically a fail-safe to get troops to do what the establishment wanted because they would believe they weren't inflicting lethal force on American citizens. But if push came to shove, I think there's clear and ample evidence that American soldiers, at least in part, will fire on American citizens. The Kent State Massacre, case in point.
World War One, World War Two.
Yeah, firing on the bonus army. All they did was go to Washington to demand what the government had promised them. And what did they receive for their trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, Annie, I think I'd have to answer that somewhat in the affirmative. Do I think all troops will? No, in fact, actually, one of my hypotheses about how a civil war could start in this country would be American soldiers are facing off against American citizens, and they refuse to fire, and then you have American units turning on each other. And this is how I think the Civil War will start. I do not necessarily believe it's going to be a populist uprising. I think it's probably going to be a division within the military if we ever do see a civil war. So interesting question, but as they always say in questions like this, time will tell, right?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid you're right. Time will tell. I think in the beginning, more soldiers would fire on the citizens. I think as they see the destruction, the maiming, and everything that goes with firing guns at human bodies, you know, a lot of them are going to start backing off, perhaps like they did in Egypt and Tunisia. I mean, look at, you know, two jet pilots dropped out of their craft, you know, and let them fall in the ocean rather than fire on civilians.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, and let's not forget, a lot of our soldiers, don't forget their constitutional oath, but you gotta wonder how many will. Okay, with that, let's go to Ted calling from Georgia. Hi Ted, you're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
I've been listening to the debate tonight, and I have only one suggestion, and that is to check out the Babylonian Talmud. The only places I know it's available is the New York Public Library and the Library of Congress. I would assume that it is in Jewish synagogues, but I'm not sure you would be able to have access to it.
And what's that called again? Can you give that to me again?
The Babylonian Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D.
Okay.
That's the basis of Jewish religion.
Okay, and what will I conclude? I assume that you've read it, Ted. Can you give me a brief synopsis of the conclusion?
Well, I have some excerpts from it, but I don't have access to the entire Talmud, which is 63 volumes.
Okay, but what does it conclude overall? I mean, is there a Zionist conspiracy to control everything? Is that what this alludes to?
Just a brief excerpt is they said that the Virgin Mary was a whore, and Jesus is an evil man and a bastard. And it is much similar to that throughout the Talmud that I have access to. I have several excerpts from it, but I've never been able to get hold of an entire Talmud. It's not available.
When was that written, do you know?
Pardon?
How old is that?
It goes back to Babylon. It was in the corruption of Babylon. It was written by the rabbis over a period of about 3 centuries before Christ and completed a couple of centuries after Christ. So it's over a long period of time, but it came out of Babylon.
Yeah, you kind of raised the hairs on the back of my neck when you referred to Mary as a whore, or the document, I should say, referred to Mary as a whore and Jesus
as
an evil
person.
That's
pretty well known among
the lot of people. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. See, Ted, this is the kind of thing I need to know, but the people that I know and I interact with on a daily basis that are Jewish are not espousing these views, not the mainstream.
No, I understand what you're saying. I have known a number of Jews in my life. I've worked with them, I've worked for them, and they're not the problem. But the problem is the power of the multi-billionaires, and they have the political power.
See, I think it's an ethics, morality, spiritual issue with these people. I think their religious persuasion, their background, I think it's secondary to the issue. All I know is there's about 300 globalists that are attempting to control everything. They have their own club, And it's them and everybody else. And guess what, my friend? You and I are everybody else.
Well, that's my only suggestion is it didn't get access to some excerpt from the Talmud. I never been able to get hold of the entire Talmud. It's 63 volumes in the whole Talmud. But if you get hold of whatever you could get from it, that would be an eye-opening.
Okay, Ted, that's good advice, and I'll certainly see what I can do on that point. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Rita in Texas, calling in on line 3. Hi, Rita. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
I wanted to convey to you, I don't know if I'm going to be able to convince you, but there is some, there's a couple of resources that I was able to obtain that helped to convince me of a Jewish conspiracy. One was Plot Against the Church, written by, the pseudonym is Maurice Panay. And there's another, on the internet, there is a speech by Benjamin Friedman, who was a convert to the Catholic religion from the Jewish religion. And he was there, that speech there, he's basically warning the American people about the Jews and referred to the Kol Nidre prayer that is said by the Jews at Yom Kippur. There's also, and I believe that the Protocols of the Elders of Zion is another resource that I believe is a reliable resource, because it seems to me that what is in there is right now taking place.
Let me ask you a question, Rita. Do you think that these views are more historical, or do you think they're presently in place?
I think much of it is in place already. What I loved about Plot Against the Church is I've been researching this for years, and that book kind of gives like a much more concise summary. I mean, it goes the history of the Jews conspiring to destroy Christianity, going all the way back to Herod. I mean, I did not know that Stalin was Jewish.
Nor do I.
I beg your pardon?
Nor do I, and quite frankly, I think I'd have to have that proven to me.
Well, I would suggest you read that book, and what I do is I cross-reference, because I've learned that I need to cross-reference before it's going to have any weight with me. I also wanted to address that I did support your viewpoint with regards to the Muslim Brotherhood. I think they're a big danger. I do not, and I'm a Christian myself. I believe that this country is a Christian nation. It's populated by Christians. If I recall correctly, one of the founding fathers said, "As long as we're a Christian nation, that this Constitution was based on Christian principles. And if we lose the Christian principles, you know, the Constitution and our laws would be of no avail."
Well, I agree with you on that, Rita, because every first year law school student is taught that the Ten Commandments are the fundamental basis for our law.
Right. And I did want to recommend another website, too. I've been kind of looking into different religions myself, but there is a website that I came across. It's called community.com.ua. And basically, it's a website about the Ukrainian people, how the Ukrainians are, the Ukrainian Christians out there are trying to fight the European Union, because they're bringing in this homosexuality garbage. And I like the term that they use, that what is going on is a conspiracy to establish a homosexual dictatorship. I'm thoroughly convinced that with the zeal and what these people believe, and I have similar beliefs, these people are actively resisting, they're demonstrating, there probably is going to be persecution, just as there's going to be persecution in this country. And with regards to the military, I do not trust the military. I have no respect whatsoever for anyone in the military, because I believe they're populated by a bunch of immoral people, and that they've been conditioned to do that. And I believe what George Washington said, a free people ought to be armed and disciplined and should have sufficient arms and ammunition to protect them from all who might abuse them, including their own government.
Well, that's a good note to conclude our call on, because I couldn't agree with you more. Thanks so much for your call, and please call again. My producer just put up a website that will help head off some of this debate, hopefully, www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. Again, that's www.JewsAgainstZionism.com. Okay, with that, let's go to Patrick on line four, calling in from Arkansas. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I just got a couple of quick points. I received the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, by Aaron Russo from RBN.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of shows in Katrina how the military felt. You know, they were disarming the people down there, taking them out of their homes. And they said they didn't want to have to fire on the people, but if they were ordered to, they would. So unless some groups like Oath Keepers and that start really getting a groundswell of support, I'm not quite sure what they would do. Right now the police departments are going against Posse Comitatus in many communities using National Guard and other military help, even with drug busts. So
well,
really
just along those lines, Patrick, let me interject this, and it's in support of your statement. In part two of my series I'm writing, It Doesn't Take a Crystal Ball, I actually talk about the fact that you probably will see even the Oath Keepers, many of them, forsake their oath, because a lot of people have told me that when all heck breaks loose, that many of law enforcement, the Army, their families are going to be put in protected areas where they could conceivably be held hostage, and family loyalty is going to take precedence over any beliefs in terms of supporting the Constitution.
I can agree with that wholeheartedly. The other point I wanted to make, Dave, is if people are really followers of Jesus Christ, they can't just pick and choose what Jesus said. They have to follow everything he said. And Jesus made two statements. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, and love your enemy. It's real hard for some people to get past that. It's not easy to go down palatable.
I think it's hard for almost everybody to get beyond that.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole thing about Jews, it gets to be a bore after a while.
I agree. And again, until I see substantial proof to the other side, the fact that you might have a prevalence of Jewish people involved in, quote, the globalist New World Order, I don't honestly see this as a Zionist conspiracy. I have to see more proof.
I agree. It's a new world order. New world, not just a new Jewish order. I'm a Christian. We have to love all our enemies.
I agree. And when we get into all Jews are, all Muslims are, we set the world up for further genocides like we saw in the Holocaust in the World War II period, and I don't think we want to repeat that as a people.
No, sir. Are you familiar with DVD, What the West Needs to Know?
Yes.
That gives another viewpoint, too. So there's all kinds of viewpoints out there, and really what matters is the eternal realm to me.
Okay. Well
said.
Thank
you, Dave.
Thanks so much for your call, Patrick. And a note our producer just put up on the screen, Rodney from Illinois, suggests Rents.com and look for, quote, anti-Semitism is a trick we use /vid. Okay, that's anti-Semitism is a trick we use /vid, and I'll certainly have to go there and look that up after the show. Let's go to one of our favorite callers, Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie.
I'll be brief, and I can point you to an inside source for documentation and opposition to some of the nefarious enterprises within the Jewish community. His name is Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, and he has an organization which you can look up information on the website. It's NETUREI space KARTA, Neturei Karta, I believe it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken with him myself on several occasions, and he's quite informative and has led several demonstrations in opposition to the existence of Israel. There's several divisions within Judaism, and he's in the division that believes that Israel was founded in sin, because of what was done to the Arab population that lived there and has actually been treated as kind of an outcast, and members of his organization are routinely attacked and beaten, both in the United States and Israel. And it, again, it's NETUREI space KARTA. I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
thank
thanks so much for your call. Annie, there you go.
I'm here, yeah.
It just, this has been interesting, but, you know, I just don't know why some people can't wrap their mind around the fact that any ethnicity, any religion, any group of people, there's a bell curve of distribution where you have your extremists, your moderates, your conservatives. And we come back from the break. We'll put a wrap on this and talk about the next several shows coming up. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Person sent me some information about Jews, and they said, I doubt that you'll even look into it since you don't know the facts around 9/11. You can't handle the 9/11 truth. Annie, I think, gosh, am I mistaken? Didn't we have Jim Fetzer on and talk to Jim Mars about 9/11? And I think we've pretty well concluded that the government's withheld evidence, and until they come forthcoming with the evidence, they invite conspiracy theories. Hasn't it been that position? That's been the position of our show. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. There's no way you can deny 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have something the size of a missile that hits the Pentagon, but we call it a plane. Where were the skid marks? Why won't they release the videotapes from the nearby businesses so we can ascertain what it is? If the report is in and the conclusions are final, then certainly the government shouldn't mind the public looking at it. So there's our position on 9/11. I don't know that I'm going to characterize it as a Jewish conspiracy, but who knows? Anyway, Annie, we've got some great shows coming up, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. Next week is Rich Dolan.
Rich Dolan, and we're going to talk about underground bases and some other things that we haven't explored here previously, at least any depth on the Common Sense Show. And then the following week, we have one of your favorites and a good friend of yours and mine and a friend of the show.
Yes, Jim Mars. I followed him around for 4.5 days. I needed roller skates, I tell you, but he is such a delight to...
He's an icon of research and investigative journalism, but he's probably the most humble person that you'll ever meet. And it's a pleasure to always have him on. And then on the 27th, we have Patrick Wood on, and I'm not going to reveal the details of what Patrick's going to tell us because the Common Sense Show is the venue he's chosen to basically reveal what he has uncovered, which is the globalist plot to control everything. And it's Plan B that I alluded to earlier in the first hour, but there is a lot more to it than what I talked about. So you're not going to want to miss Patrick Wood's interview on the 27th. And Annie, we have a special guest that you know on the 3rd of April, don't we?
Yes, we're going to have Carol Rosen. I just got to meet her last week. And for those who don't know who Carol Rosen is, she was Wernher von Braun's gal Friday. She was his assistant through all of his last several years, and also she is a part of the banned space weapons treaty that Edgar Mitchell and some other very prominent people are working up. So she's going to tell us about that, too. And, you know, Wernher von Braun's, what his last warning was, what was going to be the terrorism mechanism?
Could it have something to do with a blue beam?
Well, it could. Well, yeah, that would be part of it. That the invaders from space, more or less, if you want to call them that,
are real. We'll let Carol explore that. And certainly she has kind of touched the upper echelon of the military-industrial complex with her association with Wernher von Braun, and I can't wait to do that interview. Anyway, Annie, I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Catholics. I don't hate Muslims. And I'm saying this for the benefit of the audience. But I do resist attempts to grossly over-categorize any capitulation of viewpoints here that would set us one group against another. Listen, the globalists are enemies, whether they be Jewish, Islamic, or whatever, folks. Those are who the enemies are. That's where we need to focus our attention, not engage in these intramural debates. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place.
Good night, everybody.